This podcast is from Morning English.
One language sets you in a corridor for life. Two languages open every door along the way.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hey Winter, when you started learning English, did it make you feel any different?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean, did it make you see the world differently?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I think this is a good topic. Why don't we talk about it today for our podcast?
Great idea. But first, I'd like to give everyone a question to listen for.
Okay. What is it?
What language did Colin learn as a child in school? Was it A?
Mandarin?
Or
B?
French?
那大家带着今天的这道问题来听我们的节目哦，在节目里就可以找到这道题的答案了，并且啊，我们会把这道题的答案呢放在我们节目的文字版笔记里啊。那我们今天呢是要跟大家一起来聊一聊这个非常严肃的话题，为什么要学英语呢？是，欢迎大家到微信来搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So when I first started to learn English, I thought it was boring and difficult. I was a child, and I didn't understand why learning English was useful.
Yeah, I get it. Your family doesn't speak English. Your friends don't speak it. You don't need it to be able to do anything except for school exams.
Right.
Yeah, I felt the same way learning French when I was a kid.
Right. But as I got older, I heard a quote by a man named Frank Smith.
Oh,I know this one. Oh. Is it, one language sets you in a corridor for life. Two languages open every door along the way.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh. 一种语言可以为人生开启一条通道，但是两种语言呢，就会使这条路上的沿途上都处处开启新的大门。
Now, in this quote,corridor is like a hallway in your house that you can walk down.
Right, corridor, right?
Mm-hmm.
C-O-R-R-I-D-O-R, corridor, 就是长廊、走廊、通道。
Right, in your house there are doors in the hallway, like for a bedroom or bathroom. What Mr. Frank Smith is saying is that with one language, you can walk down the hallway or corridor.But with two languages, the doors to different things become open.
Yes, learning other languages opens up the world in unexpected ways, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 学另外一种语言呢，其实就是给我们开启一个新的世界，因为语言是文化的一部分嘛。那每种不同的文化呢，都有自己的辉煌和灿烂，也有自己的那种傲慢与偏见 right? Pride and prejudice. So, there are interesting stuff to explore.
Yeah. So, what doors opened for you?
Yeah, so when I was older, I understood that English was important for communication because it's so common around the world, right?
Yeah.
But what I didn't know, it would help me understand the world better.
Right. So, two doors there, communication and understanding.
Yeah, 就是交流和理解。And people are so happy to hear you speaking their language.
Right. It changes how you interact with people. It makes everything much more friendly.
Right. Oh, by the way, interact 也是交流、沟通的意思 right?
Yes.
就是那个 communicate, right? Mm-hmm. 那 interact, interact, right? Interact with people, 也就是跟别人交流。If you interact with people in their language, they will open up.And are much more likely to share the thoughts and ideas with you.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know, when I started to learn some Mandarin, many Chinese people would praise me and be more friendly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my Mandarin was very bad, but I think the Chinese people were nice to me because I was trying to speak it.
Right. 那 Mandarin 就是普通话嘛，对吧？ Colin 一讲普通话，我们当然都是鼓励他啦 right? 其实很多就是加拿大人啊。这里补充一个就是文化小知识吧对吧、
yeah.
其实在北美啊很多加拿大人包括很多美国人其实都会区分 Mandarin 和 Cantonese
That's right
Right、因为最早那一批去到、北美特别是去到加拿大的华人啊很多都是中国香港区的移民、所以他们就会其实那个时候觉得 Chinese 就等于 Cantonese
That's right
但是现在哈、因为我们中国人就是 已经越来越多的就是在全世界各地生活了，所以现在如果在北美你说 I speak Chinese， 他们就会问你 Mandarin or Cantonese。
That's right、
Actually the same with native English speakers. It doesn't matter how good you are, just that you're trying to speak it.
I think English language learners are often too harsh on themselves. They expect to speak English perfectly, and if they can't, many won't speak at all.
Yeah, that's true. Harsh, 刚刚靠你讲到这个词H-A-R-S-H, harsh, right?、
Mm-hmm.
它的意思就是严厉的、严酷的。那Colin 其实在中国教了16年英文了 right?、那就他就觉得我们中国的这个英文学习者、真的对自己太 harsh 了，就是总想要发音完美，用词精准才敢开口，其实不需要。
So Winter, in what other ways has English、helped you?
Well, it helped me understand different cultures more.
Right.
And this helped me speak English faster.
Really? How?
WellUnderstanding culture helps you to kind of know what someone will say, right?、Before they say it. And that helps you respond to them faster and in a more appropriate way.
Yeah.
对吧？就是了解文化其实是让你更好的去真正的跟别人沟通和交流，而不只是说话、right? 什么意思呢？比方说哈，我跟一个 native speaker 说 This is TV. 然后他说
This is TV.
这也算说话、This is speaking, right?
Right.
但是这不是真正的交朋友，不是真正的 communication or interaction.
Right, right.、So we need to talk about who am I? Where am I from? Where am I going?
Yes, we can. I got A+ in my philosophy class when I was in university.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
Okay, 开玩笑的了哈，就不是说让你真的谈人生、谈理想，但是呢，至少不是就是说一些很机械的话，而是真正的能跟 native speaker 谈论一些有意义的话题，做到真正的交流。
Yeah, and as you improve, you can learn more in more interesting ways than just school study.
True, but even watching a TV show or movie when your English is not good helps you understand the culture, and that will help you know what you say in different situations.
Right. Any other doors?
Well, of course, there are also job opportunities.
Yeah. Many companies like to have workers that speak more than one language.
Yeah, bilingual, right?
Right.
Even if they don't need it for the job, some companies see it as showing you have world thinking rather than just local thinking.
Right.
就是、很多公司啊，特别是国外的很多公司，他们其实觉得说多种语言，或至少说两种语言的人吧，对吧？他就会有一个更全面的一种思维，一个大局观 world thinking、而不是说 单通道的这种来思考。
This is exactly right. And I also think that learning other languages also made me tolerant to other people's way of doing things.
Right, maybe you wouldn't do some of the things they do yourself, but you understand that it's not strange for them to do it.
Right.And, you know, one of the most unexpected ways learning a different language has helped me.
What?
Well, I'm a native English speaker, but it has helped me speak to other native English speakers.
I know what you mean, but it still sounds strange.
Well, it gave me a confidence in myself and also the understanding that different thinking is okay, even in my own language.
Yeah, I feel the same way. 因为我们、说另外一门语言，所以会让我们在说自己母语的时候啊，跟其他的母语者交流的时候呢，也能够从另外一个维度或者是另外一种文化的角度来看一些事情，而不是局限在本身自己这个母语的文化里面。
It helps you get along with your workmates or classmates better. Well, that's all the time we have, but don't forget our question for today.
What language did Colin learn as a child in school?
Was it A?
Mandarin.
Or B?
French.Come and visit our official WeChat account.
大家别忘记，节目最开始呢，我们给大家出的这道听力题，这期节目听下来，你找到答案了吗？那这道题的答案呢，我们也放在了我们节目的文字版的笔记里面。那欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，然后在我们的公众号私信回复“加油”两个字，就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for joining us for today's Morning English Podcast. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
See you.
Corridor. Corridor. The corridor. And I know we haven't talked in a while. So I'm looking for an open door. Don't cut me down, throw me out. Bring me in a waste. I once was a man with dignity and grace. Now I'm slipping through the cracks of your golden embrace. So please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. And I can't stop myself from falling. Let me down, down, let me down, down, let me down.